The Gemara in Daf Lamed Hamad Aleph brings down the sheet of Rav Meir that even though during the rest of the year every Yachid and Yachid is chayiv to daven Shmona Esrei, but on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur the Shliach Tzibur is mitzi the Rav and Eichar Vasan. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur there's more of a sorah that the Shliach Tzibur is mitzi everyone in his Tefillah Chazar Sashatz. And the reason for that chilek is, the Gemara says, Mishum da'avshi brachis, because there's a lot of brachis on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as Rashi says, on Rosh Hashanah, Hashreikan teisha ba'aruchis, umata istena kol b'kiyam behen. There's nine brachis, they're long brachis, and therefore the Shliach Tzibur is mitzi the yachidim in these brachis. Now, the pashtus is that when the yachid davens balachash, his own Shmona Esrei, he davens nine brachas, just like the Shliach Tzibur does when he davens Chazar Sashatz. Either way, the Shliach Tzibur, the Yachid, we all daven nine brachas, and that's our minhag, that we all daven the nine brachas in Rosh Hashanah, the Kedushas Seyam, with Malchus Zechariah and Shabbos, which ends up being nine brachas. But the Rosh over here brings down a Peldik Hashita from many Rishonim, that they held not like that. They held that this holding of nine brachas is only for the Shliach Tzibur, but the Yechidim, when they daven Balachash, they only daven seven brachas, not all nine brachas. They just do the Kedushas Hayyim and Malchus, but they don't say Zechonis and Shifras, that they don't say on their own, that they're Yetzer with the Shliach Tzibur. And the Rosh brings down that it was a major machlekes. What do we do Lamaisa? Should the Tzibur, the Yechidim, when they daven Balachash, do you daven seven brachas or nine brachas? And at one point the Rosh says that there seems to be a Kabbalah from the Ga'inim that we daven nine brachas like we do. And he says that's what you should do. We should be mekabel edus of the ga'inim. Why shall ga'inim kiblu merabbanan savarai? The ga'inim are mekabel from rabbanan savarai. Rabbanan savarai merabbanan amarai. Rabbanan savarai got this kabbalah from the rabbanan amarai. Uvishivasan al kisei shel ravashi hen yoshim ubebeis haknesu shel hayu mispalim. So there's a very stark emissary that this is the way to do it, to daven the nine brachas and not the seven brachas the way we do it. Now it's interesting, Maisa, interesting Shiloh that came to Rechayim Kanievsky. There was a Bachar learning in the Mir in Yerushalayim, and he was living in a certain Dira, and he had an opportunity to move to another Dira that was closer to the Yeshiva. And that way he'll spend less time walking, be able to learn more, and he wanted to know, he asked Rechayim whether he should move to the Dira that was closer to the Yeshiva. So what was his suffix? So even though this other Dira was closer, but the Dira that he lived in, the Masari is, that Dira used to belong to the Kaf HaChaim. That was the Dira that the Kaf HaChaim lived in when he lived in Yerushalayim, and he actually wrote part of his Chibur, part of the Kaf HaChaim was written in that Dira, Mamish, in that Dira where the Sbacha was living, and therefore he felt maybe there's an Indian, maybe it's a skula to live in the Dira of the Kaf HaChaim, like Valdek HaGayin, where he wrote a Sefer. Maybe that will override the moving to a Dira which is a little bit closer, and the walk will be a little bit less. Maybe there's an Indian to live in the Dira of a Tzaddik. And he asked Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him that yes, there is a Milo, there is an Indian to live in a Dira where Tzaddik lived, and he wrote his Chibur. So somebody asked Reb Chaim, where do you find such a thing? Where do you find that there's a Milo to live in a Makam where a Tzaddik was? How does it affect me today? The fact that he was there many years ago, what shaykhus to me today? Where do you find in Halacha such an Indian that there's a Chashivas to such a thing? And Reb Chaim answered, he said, it's a Beferish Rosh in Rosh Hashanah. And he referred to this Rosh over here that, and I just read to you the Shiloh, what the proper minig is. Do you say the nine brachas or the seven brachas? So when the Rosh is in Bachriya, they should do the nine brachas. His Lashon is, he said, we should be mekabel the edus of the Ga'inim, because they're mekabel from Rabbanan Savarai, and they're mekabel from Rabbanan Amarai. Uvi yeshivasan al kisei shol av ashri hen yeshvim, uvi beis haknesu shol ahil mispalim. He was saying that those Rabbanan Amarai, they actually sat on the chair of Avashi in his yeshiva, and they daven in his shul. So the Rosh is saying that there's a mila to their edus. Why? Because they sat on the chair of Rav Ashi. So Zok Reb Chaim, you see from the Rosh, the being sitting in the makam of a tzaddik, that itself gives a certain chashivas, there's a mila to that, and because of that, the Rosh was mekabel their edus more, and therefore he said, you find such an inyan that there's an inyan to be in a dir of a tzaddik, and there's a mila in that, even though it's a little bit further away. Avada kolofi inyan was just a small distance further, as it says over there, but that was his hachra based on this Rosh. Now Luli Dvarv, I would have thought that maybe the Rosh just means that over here there's a mila from the fact that he was Al-Kisa Ravashi, and they daven the shul, because that means that they knew better what he did. They knew what the minig was in the yeshiva, the minig in the shul. They were closer to the source to know what how he was knowing, whether he did the nine brachas or the seven brachas. But it's not just tam a mila, that being the makam of a tzaddik is a mila, but specifically over here, when you're trying to figure out the minig of the yeshiva and the shul during davening, so the fact that during that makam gave him, it's more mistaber that they knew what the original minig was. But al-Kopanim, that's a Chaim's Raya, that you see this musig, that just being on the kisei of a tzaddik, being the makam of a tzaddik, has a gmaldik a chashivas, and based upon that, he was machriya that there would be an inyan to live in the dira of the Kaf HaChaim.